Hey, it's me again. I decided to go ahead and record a podcast because it's middle of the week and I've been doing things and just time to talk. Of course, most of you know that the Arthur and Paul Talk podcast is up and running. We had our first episode on Sunday and we have a great response, and I appreciate all the responses on the website and on Twitter, etc. We will be recording again on Sunday, and hopefully by that time, iTunes will be up. I think it will be up within the next day or so, but I will keep you posted. On Monday, I was a really good son, and I took my mother to buy a new car. My mother is 81, well, she'll be 81 next month, 81 years old, and she decided she wants a new car. Because her other car, her old car, was 12 years old, and it was time to get a new car. Plus, my brothers and I were saying that we would feel better if she was in a safer car in terms of airbags and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I've been talking to her for months and months and months, probably a year, about getting a new car, and she finally decided she would get one. So on Monday, I took her. She had a couple ideas in mind. She wanted to test drive the Chevy Malibu, the Chevy Cruze. She wanted to try the Elantra, the Hyundai Elantra. So our first stop on Monday was to Chevrolet to test drive a Malibu. And, you know, I don't want to sound racist, but we got this one guy who was from, obviously from a foreign country, and she could not understand what he was saying. And he was running all over the lot looking for a car. And my mother is 81, and she cannot walk around the lot, so she just stood there. I was just like, buddy, she wants a car that has an electric seat, you know, a power seat, so that she can move it up. That's all she's looking for. She doesn't need a sunroof. She doesn't need, you know, the top of the line. She doesn't need all that stuff. She doesn't want that. Well, he couldn't find anything. So, and he was sweating bullets, too. It was like 100 degrees on Monday, or at least like in the 90s. And we were just standing there waiting for him to bring cars around for us to look at. She wanted a blue car. Well, the Malibu has discontinued the blue color that she liked, so they didn't have any blue cars. So finally, we were just like, I was like, Mom, do you want to just go? We'll go test drive the Elantra. And then when we turned around, a completely different guy said that he would take care of us, that the other guy got too frustrated with trying to find a car for us. So this guy found a car, a Malibu, a 2012 Malibu that had the power seat, and said, you know, again, I don't want to be racist, but this was a white guy. He was from the neighborhood. I mean, he grew up around here. He went to high school with my sister. I mean, we ended up knowing him and all this kind of stuff. So he was a much better help in terms of finding a car, which, you know, for old people, they need to have someone they can relate to, talk to, and understand all that stuff. So it worked out really well. Anyway, so this guy finds a car, pulls it up, and it's not blue, but it's like this, what's called mocha. It's like this brownish color. And my mom said, well, I don't really care for the color, but let me test drive it. So we took it over to a parking lot, an empty parking lot, and she drove it around, and she parked it, and she backed up, and she looked in the mirrors, and she did all the stuff. She did a really good test drive. I was actually surprised at how well she was driving this car. So then, you know, she's staying the whole time. Well, I should say this. The car that the guy found, it had a sunroof. It had traction control. It had satellite radio. It had a whole bunch of features that she did not want. So she's saying to the guy the whole time that we're test driving it, you know, I don't want this and I don't want that. Now, all I want is this power seat. And he's saying, that's fine, that's fine. So then we go back to the dealership, and the guy is like returning the keys or the license or whatever, and we're talking, and she's saying, do you think we should go test drive the Elantra? Do you think I should buy this car? I'm like, Mom, whatever you want to do. Do you like this car? Do you feel comfortable in this car? What about the price? You know, all this kind of stuff. And she was like, you know what? I kind of like this car. It was very easy to drive. I could see over the dashboard. The power seat lifted me up high enough, and I could see out the mirrors, and I liked the air conditioning because it was really hot that day. She was riding in the, you know, having the air conditioner on. So we started to do the negotiations, and she had her old car, which was 12 years old, and she said to the guy, I want $4,000 for my car. And I was like, Mom, you are not going to get $4,000 for a 12-year-old car. Well, she didn't get that. She got $2,500 for it. And she got like $3,000 off the other car. So she ended up getting a brand new 2012 Malibu, relatively well equipped for about $20,000. And so she said, all right, I'll go ahead and buy it. So we didn't even go anywhere else to test drive a car. We didn't even test drive the Cruze. We didn't go to test drive the Elantra. She just was like, I'll take this car. So the guy was like, okay, well, let's do your paperwork. And she's like, well, I want to go eat some lunch and I want to go, you know, get the check and all this kind of stuff. Because I don't know about you, but people at my mother's age have the cash to pay to buy a car outright. Nobody, they don't finance cars anymore. Old people with money, that is. So we went to the credit union. She got a check for the exact amount. We went to McDonald's and had a quick lunch. And then back to her house to get the title for her other car, and then back to the dealer. By that time, they had all the paperwork ready to go, and all she had to do was just, you know, sign 15 times and hand over the keys to her old car, and we left with a brand new car. So my mom was very pleased. I haven't talked to her since Monday, but I think she's driven it twice. I think she's, you know, pleased with it. She's like, you know, when they sit down to sign all the paper, they want to talk you into a service plan and, you know, all the stuff that I went through when I bought my new car back in December. Excuse me. And I said to the guy, you know, we'll accept this price, but I do not want my mother to have to sit through all of the rigmarole of getting people to buy things. And he said, no, that's fine. I'll tell the lady that you don't want those things. But he said, by law, she has to offer them to you. And I said, fine. My mom will just say no each time. So when we went to sign the paperwork, the lady was really good. She literally just said, here is a service plan. Would you like it? And my mom said, no. It was perfect. She didn't try to tell her all the different plans you can get. Because the thing is, my mother's going to drive the car maybe at the most 5,000 miles a year. So she'll get the oil changed once a year. The car she traded in was 12 years old, and it only had 49,000 miles on it. So that's how little she drives. She just needs to drive to the, you know, the senior center and back. And so anyway, she was very pleased with the brand-new car and with the price. She said she felt comfortable with that, you know, no problem paying cash and all of that. So I think she's pretty happy with it. And I was happy to get that done, tell you the truth, because I was kind of – I was dreading driving her all over the D.C. area, finding dealerships that she would want to test drive a car at. So anyway, moving on to other things. I have discovered this podcast, and I know it's been around since probably March or April, but it's called Life on the Shit List. And I think Brenda Boo does it, and Peter G, and Haunt Cub, and Wesley Stone, and I think, Toppy Smelly, and I think I'm missing one person. I don't know why I think I'm missing one person. But anyway, I don't know how I missed this podcast, you know, when it came out, and I'm sure other people were talking about it, but I absolutely love this podcast. I went back and I downloaded all of the archives. I think they only have like 15, I don't know, maybe 16 episodes out now. But I have listened to every single one of them. And I'll tell you why I like it. And you know, others of you who listen to, the short name is Lotzel. So if you listen to Lotzel, tell me if you agree with this. When I was listening to this podcast, it made me think of the old days of when I had group shows and we had, you know, four, five, six people on there. And we had definite topics and we kept on track and we, you know, had our little side conversations as well. But, you know, the camaraderie between this group of people, it just made for a really good group show. And when I was listening to this, I'm like, man, this is the closest thing I have heard to the old group shows that I used to have. And I was thinking, yeah, how were they able to get this combination, this certain combination of people with the right personalities and the right I don't know what it is, but I just listening to this, I was thinking, this is like the old days of my old podcast that I really enjoyed. So of course, getting that feeling, I was like, I have to hear every single one of them. So I listened to every single one, and I have to say that the funniest one has to be the sports episode. If you're not familiar with the podcast, go back and download the sports episode, because I was rolling listening to these people talk about all these different things. I swear to God, I was sitting in bed because I had the earphones in on my new little Nano, listening to it as I was trying to fall asleep. But I couldn't fall asleep because this thing was so freaking funny. I was laughing left and right on this podcast, and I just loved it. So, you know, if anything, I'm just going to recommend go listen to Lotzel, which is Life on the Shit List. And I believe, well, I think they're on iTunes as Lotzel, L-O-T-S-L. So anyway, check it out. Tell me what you think and see if you agree with, well, at least tell me if you feel that that group podcast is the closest to replicating the old group shows that I used to do, because I certainly felt that way. And maybe at some point I will even join them on a group show, because I really, really enjoy that podcast. I don't talk that highly about podcasts as much anymore, but that's a good one. So I highly recommend that. Okay. Now a couple little updates. I told you about the iPod Nano, at least maybe I was talking to Arthur about it on the Arthur and Paul talk show or talk podcast, but, I have been using the iPod Nano as my pedometer, and I've been walking at least since I last spoke about it, at least 5,000 steps a day. I think today I'm up to 7,200 and something. And I've tried, I don't know if I mentioned this on a previous podcast or on the Arthur and Paul talk show. I don't remember, because I have CRS. But Big Fatty is on this big diet thing, this big low-carb diet, and other people are doing it. So I said, while my partner's on vacation, I'm going to try at least for a week of this low-carb diet. Now, it's going to be even more difficult for me because I don't eat fruits and vegetables, but I decided I would try this low-carb diet and try to cut out as many carbs and as many, you know, things of sugar as possible. Well, I started it on, I guess it was last Thursday, the 12th. By Sunday, the 15th, I had lost 4 pounds. So I went from 223 to 219. Then on Monday, when I went with my mother to buy the car, we went out to McDonald's, I ate a regular lunch, and I went back up to 220. But since then, I'm back down to 219, and I'm hoping that tomorrow I'll be down even more. But I'm trying to do this, my modified version of this low-carb diet. I have 3 egg whites and 1 egg yolk in the morning, scrambled up with some low-fat cheese, shredded cheddar cheese on top. And then for lunch, I have some thinly sliced ham and thinly sliced cheese. I don't put them on bread. I just like roll them up in these little ham and cheese things and eat maybe 3 of those. And then for dinner, I have a hamburger patty that I cook on this, it's kind of like a George Foreman grill, but it's like a non-name brand thing with ketchup. And I know ketchup is my carbohydrate for the day, but I cannot eat a hamburger without ketchup. So that's pretty much my diet. The only thing is, when they talk about low carbs, the area where I'm getting my carbs from is I drink juice in the morning, because I cannot go without my apple juice, and I have to drink Coke. But I've really cut back on how much Coke I'm drinking. I drink one little, I guess they're 12 ounces, or maybe they're 8 ounces, 8 or 12 ounces of Coke a day. So, but that little thing is like 39 grams of carbs. And I think that's like crazy, because I was trying to do a little research, and I found somewhere that it's like the average person on a 2,000 calorie a day diet should have 250 milligrams of carbs. Or not milligrams, grams of carbs. 250 grams. Is it grams or milligrams? I don't know. 250, I know, is the number. But I was thinking, holy crap, you drink one Coke and that's 39 grams. That's crazy. So I when I think about the amount of carbs that I consumed before I started doing this, it's like, holy crap. I mean, I had probably, I don't even know, maybe 1,000 carbs a day. I don't even know because I never kept track of it. So anyway, I'm really watching the amount of carbs that I'm putting in my body. I'm only doing this for a week because I know it's not going to work for me because all these foods are high protein and absolutely no fiber. So, of course, you know what that means. I am stopped up for, well, now 3 days. And I feel like Westo now. But I don't know. But I've lost 4 pounds since Thursday. And today is, what's today? Oh, it's only a week. 4 pounds in a week. Shouldn't it be more than that? I don't know. But I'm gonna keep this up until like next Tuesday just to see how many pounds I can lose. And if I lose maybe another 3 to 4 pounds, I might continue it just to keep losing the weight. Because, you know, at this age, it is so hard to lose weight. Anyway, I have been talking way too long now, so I need to probably 16 minutes. Yeah, I'm going to wrap this up now. So anyway, I hope you all are having a nice week. And tune in next week because Arthur and I will be recording another Arthur and Paul Talk. And it will only appear on the Arthur and Paul Talk .com website. It will not be in my feed and it will not be in Arthur's feed. It will be on its own feed. And I'm sure by that time it'll be in iTunes. So check it out. Anyway, that's all for now. Until next time, bye.